Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio, the Relevant Radio app, or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Luke Ferris. I'm priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate this Mass in the Chapel of the Nativity here in Green Bay. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes and to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. Our Mass is the memorial of St. Anthony the Abbot and the entrance antiphon. The just will flourish like the palm tree and grow like a Lebanon cedar, planted in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Our readings today speak beautifully of that faith that St. Anthony imbues, that simple phrase we hear in the Gospel today, that the Sabbath is not made for man, but man for the Sabbath. We want to begin by asking our Lord to come to us in this time of rest that we have today, to be able to strengthen us for our journey, just as St. Anthony. And we begin then by acknowledging that we are sinners in need of a Savior, and so we prepare to receive these sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who brought the abbot St. Anthony to serve you by a wondrous way of life in the desert, grant through his intercession that, denying ourselves, we may always love you above all things. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love you have demonstrated for his name by having served and continuing to serve the holy ones. We earnestly desire each of you to demonstrate the same eagerness for the fulfillment of hope until the end, so that you may not become sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience are inheriting the promises. When God made the promise to Abraham, since he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself and said, I will indeed bless you and multiply you. And so, after patient waiting, Abraham obtained the promise. Now men swear by someone greater than themselves. For them, an oath serves as a guarantee and puts an end to all argument. So when God wanted to give the heirs of his promise an even clearer demonstration of the immutability of his purpose, he intervened with an oath, so that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge might be strongly encouraged to hold fast to the hope that lies before us. This we have as an anchor of the soul, sure and firm, which reaches into the interior behind the veil, where Jesus has entered on our behalf as forerunner, becoming high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
God. Our responsorial psalm, the Lord will remember his covenant forever.
The Lord will remember his covenant forever.
I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company of the assembly and of the just. Great are the works of the Lord, exquisite in all their delights. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. He has won renown for his wondrous deeds. Gracious and merciful is the Lord. He has given food to those who fear him. He will forever be mindful of his covenant. Lord, remember his covenant forever. He has sent deliverance to his people. He has ratified his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. His praise endures forever. The Lord will remember his covenant forever. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. This is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. It's beautiful how our God reminds us, especially through Scripture, almost every day, that he is attentive to each of us. He cares for each of us as a human person. And we have to be very careful when we start to take institutions, we may say, something like the Sabbath, and not understand the individual circumstances where people are, that our Lord loves his people and he loves to be with them. And the Sabbath is made for them, not for something that is supposed to be imposed and a burden somehow upon his people. We want to see how beautifully our Lord shows us here that he wants us to be fed, and that we cannot be caught up in minutiae that loses the fact that we are his sons and daughters and that he wants to care for us. And the Sabbath is a time of rest for us and a place where we recover our strength. We don't want to use the Sabbath as a way to beat down others in some ways for their behavior. We certainly want to use the Sabbath well, though, to grow closer to our Lord. We can't be surprised that at times, like St. Anthony in the desert, that we will have temptations. There's a famous drawing, actually, by Michelangelo. Well, he redrew someone else's drawing, but it's still beautiful what Michelangelo has done with this circle of devils around St. Anthony, tempting him. And we hear the stories of St. Anthony of why he asked God one time, where are you? Why do you let me be tempted in this way? And he says, "Anthony, I am at your side, but I want you to fight and conquer with me." That our Lord wants and respects our dignity. He wants to respect that dignity and he wants to give us his word and then also his bread. We hear beautifully today about this bread of offering. It's a prefigurement of the bread that is our Eucharistic bread that we are about to receive. This is strength for the journey, and we prepare our hearts to receive this. We want to ask St. Anthony and all those who have gone before us to truly be able to rest in God, to let him come to all of our needs, to open up whatever difficulties we have to him, and be able to receive his presence. This is what that bread of offering is sometimes called, the bread of presence. And certainly the Eucharist continues to speak to us in this way. In this way, on the Sabbath, or on this weekday, as we are coming to receive our Lord, that this Sabbath was made for us, and this Eucharistic bread is made for us. We bring our prayers now before our Lord, opening our hearts. We pray for the Holy Father, Pope Francis, for all bishops and priests, for all those who evangelize, that by their example, they will help convert the world. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the church, that through the intercession of St. Anthony of Egypt, we may battle evil and renew our commitment to Christ in the world each day. We pray to the Lord. For our government leaders, that they will work diligently for equality and freedom for all people, especially the most vulnerable in the womb, we pray to the Lord. For those undergoing surgery or fighting serious illness or injury, that they may be granted a speedy recovery, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of David Clayson, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. And for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, your Son comes among us. He comes to feed us, your people. We ask that we may receive your word and sacrament, and that we may bear good fruit through the reception of all your graces. And we ask this through our prayers, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio. You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. Pray, sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May these offerings of our service, placed on your altar in commemoration of Saint Anthony, be acceptable to you, O Lord, we pray, and grant that, released from earthly attachments, we may have our riches in you alone. Through Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love. And that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled, their great example lends us courage. Their fervent prayers sustain us in all we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving you thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking in the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Anthony, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. By Christ, give me that right to the Lord. The Communion Antiphon. If you would be perfect, go sell what you have, give to the poor, and follow me, says the Lord. Now for those of you who are watching or listening or not able to receive, it's a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Let us pray. Nourished for our healing by your sacraments, O Lord, may we escape every snare of the enemy unharmed, just as by your grace St. Anthony won glorious victories over the powers of darkness, through Christ our Lord. I want to thank you all for joining us here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Go and glorify the Lord through your life. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend our spirit, be our safeguard against wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the most sacred heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
I like to call purgatory the mud room of heaven.
The Cale Clark Show.
Knock off the crud from the outdoors before we can come in. Steve is calling from Minneapolis.
First of all, let me just say I really appreciate this show. And I grew up Protestant, but I tell you, I'm really warming up to Catholicism. Can you explain to me in a nutshell this concept of purgatory?
Thank you for your very kind words. And let me try to answer your question about purgatory. I'll tell you what the Catechism says about it. It says, all who die in God's grace and friendship, but still imperfectly purified, are indeed assured of their eternal salvation. But after death, they undergo purification so as to achieve the holiness necessary to enter the joy of heaven.
There's a lot that I'm rethinking, and I'm not sure where I'm going to land on it, but I do appreciate your prayers.
The Cale Clark Show, afternoons at 5 Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
You know, the word is spreading around America. This is the go-to place if you've got a prayer and you want the whole country praying for it. So I invite people to join us every night for the Family Rosary Across America Live.
7 p.m. Central.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Relevant Radio.